In 1982, a British insurance broker named Doug Milner set out in search of new markets. His speciality was kidnapping and ransom insurance, known in the industry as KNR. Milner enrolled in a Spanish language course in London, and a month later, with rudimentary skills and only one or two solid contacts on the ground, he boarded a flight to Bogota. On his first day in the Colombian capital, Milner was walking to a meeting with a potential client when, he recalled, a guy pulled up alongside and this chap who was walking in front of me, his head just exploded. It was a drive-by assassination. Milner cancelled the meeting and spent the afternoon in a bar near Bogota's entertainment district. I missed my meeting and I think I left there about 11 p.m. after having drunk a couple of flagons of Tres Esquinas rum, Milner told me. He was, of course, horrified. But he also realised that he'd come to the right place. While he knew nothing about the victim or the motive, the murder drove home to him the extent to which Colombian society was at the mercy of criminals and guerrillas. His clients needed what he had to offer. Kidnapping and ransom insurance was created in the 1930s, but it wasn't until the 60s that it began to really catch on, following a spate of kidnappings in Europe by groups such as ETA in Spain, the Red Army faction in Germany, and the Red Brigades in Italy. The appeal was simple. In the event of a kidnapping, the insurance would provide reimbursement for ransom payment. There were caveats to prevent fraud and to ensure that the existence of the policy did not actually increase the risk of kidnapping. The first was that the policy had to be kept secret. In fact, it could be voided if its existence became public. The concern was that if the kidnappers knew of the policy, they would demand more money.